decision to invade. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today saying he believes Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided to further invade Ukraine within the coming days.
We're ready to impose severe sanctions on Russia if it further invades Ukraine. But I say again, Russia can still choose diplomacy. It is not too late to de-escalate and return to the negotiating table.
The president says Russian forces will likely target Ukraine's capital of Kyiv as tensions spiked along the militarized border with attacks that the West called false flag operations meant to establish a pretext for an invasion. In Ukraine, a humanitarian convoy was hit by shelling and pro-Russian rebels evacuated civilians from the conflict zone. A car bombing hit the eastern city of Donetsk, but no casualties were reported. Classified information was found in the 15 boxes of White House records that were stored at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. That's according to the National Archives and Records Administration. The agency confirms the matter has been sent to the Justice Department. President Biden today signing a short-term spending bill preventing a weekend partial government shutdown and funding government operations for 3 weeks.
The measure buys more time for congressional leaders to finalize a long-term spending bill to run through the rest of the fiscal year. Senators approved the stopgap bill last night on a 65-27 vote after narrowly defeating Republican amendments aimed at stripping funding tied to vaccine mandates. The House approved the bill last week.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Authorities in Canada today began arresting protesters who have paralyzed traffic in Ottawa for 3 weeks in a demonstration against the country's COVID-19 restrictions. Two of the protest leaders were arrested late yesterday, and police sealed off much of the downtown area to outsiders. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An Illinois appeals court upholds a challenge to the state's mask orders.
An Illinois appeals court has dismissed an appeal of a judge's ruling that tossed out Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker's forced masking requirement in schools. The judge also invalidated other Pritzker orders, including required vaccinations for school employees. The appeals court ruling after the governor announced a lift of masking orders in most indoor spaces by the end of the month, though but not for schools. Despite the ruling, some districts like Chicago Public Schools still insist that students there will remain, for now, masked up. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A one-year-old boy who was among three brothers trapped inside an SUV that rolled into a southwestern Michigan pond and flipped over died hours after the two older boys were pronounced dead. The children's mother survived last night's crash. Oscar attendees will need to show proof of vaccination.
Some rules clarified for the Oscars, March 27th in Los Angeles. People magazine confirming all guests and nominees must show proof of COVID vaccination as well as two negative PCR tests. Performers and presenters, though, will not but have to undergo rigorous testing. That decision reportedly in keeping with a return to work agreement. As for masking, that depends on where your seat is. Those in the orchestra and some others on the main floor not required to cover their faces, while those in the more tightly seated mezzanine likely required to mask up. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
The U.S. Embassy announced today that Washington is lifting a ban on inspections of Mexican avocados, freeing the way for exports to resume. That decision comes after Mexico and the U.S. agreed to enact measures that ensure the safety of agricultural inspectors who are in charge of making sure Mexican avocados don't carry diseases or pests that could harm U.S. orchards. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.